morning. We're discussing social issues this morning, officially into the second hour of the Urban Brunch. And earlier on, when we started off the show, we spoke about how the 25th of November actually marked 16 days of activism against women and children abuse. And this is going to take place from the 25th of November to the 10th of December. A lot of us know of this term. We've heard about it often during the months of November and December, but I still feel like a number of people struggle to comprehend what exactly this is. So on the 25th of November, President Cyril Ramaphosa actually launched a 16 days of activism against violence against children and women. And he made the note of saying that it actually goes against our African culture. He was actually speaking at Lephalale in Limpopo, where he was launching the campaign. And he was saying, I'll quote, "It goes against our African values and everything we stand for as a people. We grew up being taught that as men and boys, we must respect women and protect children. And we were taught to never, ever raise your hand against a woman. But we have lost our ways. And unfortunately, we have. But what does 16 days of activism against women and children mean?" So it is an international campaign that actually works to challenge violence against women and children. Mm-hmm. And I said it will take place from the 25th of November to the 10th of December. But violence against women and children actually takes form in many, many different ways.
Yeah.
All right. And some of those forms include physical violence in the form of domestic violence, terrible violent crimes such as murder, robbery, rape, and assault.
Yeah.
Emotional abuse and trauma. I think this is the one that a lot of people tend to take for granted. Emotional abuse and trauma is also, you know, an act of violence against anyone, all right? And at many levels, it's caused by many factors. And women and children in their homes, at work, at school, on our streets and in our communities suffer from this form of violence. And another terrible flight of our democracy is poverty, starvation, humiliation, degradation, especially against women and children, as well as poverty, inequality, and unemployment are conditions under which violence actually thrives.
Yeah.
But is not mutually exclusive to this. Also in other areas of life, in other conditions, you are able to find violence against women and children or violence against anyone. But these are the things that we need to take note of. Are you aware of the violent acts that you are making against the next person?
Yeah.
It could be just you're stupid.
Exactly.
That is violent. Yeah. That is violent. It is emotional abuse, because another person can take that and actually start to believe that they are.
Exactly.
And it then, you know, messes them up and turns their whole life around. So these are some of the things that we actually just need to be more aware of, need to be more educated about, need to be putting people in their place about, especially in our homes, in our communities, wherever we might find ourselves. If we at work are finding that Michelle is emotionally abusing Anazad, we need to take a stand and say, hey, stop that. Yes. Do you know what you're doing?
Because you'd be a part of it if you're not doing something about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we need to not be ignorant towards issues like these, because we also do have a role that we need to play in our society. But also something that's quite interesting is how Sonke Gender Justice actually launched a Be Accountable campaign. All right. And I think this is very important. Being accountable is very, very important. If you have done something to the next person that has made them feel less of a person, you need to be accountable. You need to first recognize and acknowledge that this is what you've done. Recognize that you probably were not aware. Now that you are aware, you're trying to do something about it.
Yeah.
All right. So this campaign works towards making people more aware of their daily actions, be it men and women, and also just the slight nuances that you find in our societies where it's just like, ah, no, I'm just playing. No, you're not playing. Even if you're playing, why are you playing with such vulgar? Or why are you playing with intent to hurt the next person?
Yes.
We need to make sure that we are aware of those things. And according to the World Health Organization, 12 in every 100,000 women are victims of femicide in South Africa each year.
Wow. That's a lot.
This is really a lot. And this is a figure which is nearly 5 times worse than the global average of 2.6. So in South Africa, our femicide stats are actually very, very high. And we actually really, really need to do something about it. Sonke, in a statement, actually highlighted brutal incidents of gender-based violence that happened just this year alone. In August, which was a month that was meant to honor women who marched to Parliament, to the union buildings on the August the 9th in 1956, we just saw a whole lot happening in August. I mean, we heard of the brutal killings of UCT student Uine Nemretra and boxing champion Lahandre Baby Lee Jiggles as well. There were many things that we heard about. So we need to bring more awareness to these things. And these campaigns exist. Associate yourself with these campaigns. Ask questions if you need to ask questions. Also, us that are running those campaigns, when people do ask questions, we shouldn't just expect them to know.
Yeah.
We should be open to teaching them, because when they ask questions, it shows that they actually want to know and do better. Mm.